It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. I trust you're having a great holiday. Later on the show, film critic Dan Hudak lists his top 10 films of 2014. Restaurateur Bobby Stokey describes the excitement of Uncorked, the Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival throughout the Upper Keys. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and Andy Newman gives us his Florida Keys calendar. The founder and producer of the second Miami Beach Jazz Festival is back with another fine event, truly living up to its mission of presenting living legends of jazz. We recently caught up with this very busy producer to find out about all of his surprises. Mr. Carmen Cartelia, we want to welcome you back to South Florida Arts Beat.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be back with you, Ed.
Carmen, I'm so glad, I'm so pleased that the Miami Beach Jazz Festival continues under the banner of Miami Beach Jazz, and you're bringing in more productions. Hopefully, they'll be year-round, and we want to talk about some of those. But take us back a couple of weeks ago when you brought, and this boggles my mind because it's an incredible booking, the legendary Randy Weston with his African Rhythms Trio to the newly restored Historic Lyric Theater on Sunday, December 7th. How was that received?
Well, that was just an event that was fantastic. The Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau kicked off Heritage Month, and we were the initial event going on. Randy is 88 years old, and he performs like he's in his 30s. The amount of energy, the enthusiasm, the excitement that he brought to that theater, it was just unbelievable, and I am so pleased and proud to be able to say that I was there, because it's an event that people will look back at many years from now and say, wow, I was there.
I dare say he might have, as a younger man, played that theater, the wonderful Lyric Theater, as a younger man, because that was the place for a couple of decades.
What we found out was it was 60 years ago that he performed at that theater.
Wow. That's marvelous. So you brought him back. Wonderful.
And that kicked off our events for this year. As you know, the main theme of our jazz festival this year is Living Legends of Jazz. And we felt the best way to kick it off was with someone like Randy, mm-hmm. and he was the first choice, and fortunately he was available.
Mm-hmm. Well, now this year you've moved from the Fillmore to the wonderful location of the New World Center. That's the campus of the New World Symphony on Miami Beach, and what an extraordinary performance area. And you have booked extraordinary jazz legends. I'm so excited about your bill. Where do we start?
Well, we start with some vocalists that are going to bring such high energy into that place that it'll just set it up for the rest of the night. Giacomo Gates and Aria Hendrix, they'll be performing to start with. We will then get into the winners of our student competition. And we'll follow that up with a performance by Rufus Reed, his trio, Bucky Pizzarelli and Ed Laub. They'll be coming in and they'll be performing with Federico Britos. And we'll end the evening with Monty Alexander, bringing up the rear. He's the kid of the group. He's 70. He's the youngster. And at the end, what will really be exciting is these legends will come together and perform together, which has not been done before. They've never worked together, all of them at once.
I hope you'll be recording that, because that should be a CD release as a fundraiser for Miami Beach Jazz, if you don't mind. No doubt you've already thought of that. Well, this is interesting, Carmen, because a number of weeks ago you held a competition to choose your opening act for the festival, and it's a group of students. Is it a big band? What do we have from the Miami Arts Charter School?
Well, what we had was a competition of students. We asked for quartets to come in and submit three different types of music to us, and the winner... these kids were fantastic. They're high school kids. They go to the Miami Arts Charter High School, and the four of them performed unbelievably. It's called the Victor Mackin Quartet, and on piano is Victor himself. Dries Darrell played upright bass. Claudins Luis plays sax, and Shaquille Noel played drums. And when these four young kids got together, they're on stage, and there is no stage fright. There's no hesitation. They performed like pros, and they did a fantastic job. So we're going to have them perform live at the Jazz Festival itself on January 10th.
Well, that's wonderful that you're allowing fresh blood onto the jazz stage with the legends of jazz. And how does that make you feel?
Proud. It makes me feel very, very proud that we are able to do this. As you know, jazz is a tough, tough crowd. And you've really got to make certain efforts to capture the public's attention and to bring it to the point where the people are willing and able and want to come and want more of it. Our ultimate goal is to turn Miami into a jazz mecca. We want people to turn around and know, yeah, we want to hear some good jazz. We're going down to Miami Beach.
Well, we're well on our way as a jazz mecca. And I love that the University of Miami and FIU and New World School of the Arts and Miami-Dade College have all been endeavoring in that same idea as well. And we need great promoters like yourself, Mr. Carmen Cotillia, to keep the momentum going, because it's obviously America's great music and needs little help from time to time. But we are in a jazz education center of the Southeast, really. And it's wonderful to live here, is it not?
It is fantastic. The climate for jazz has been getting better and better. And all of a sudden, you're seeing different things pop up. For instance, April, you've got International Jazz Day. So we're working with the city of Miami Beach to be able to bring something in and celebrate international jazz. Oh. I believe it's April 13th, but I'm not 100% sure on the day itself.
Oh, looking forward to that. You've also had a Thursday night series going on at the Raleigh Hotel, and your next performance will be January 8th. And that's wonderful as well.
That is the Thursday before our main event, and we are going to have a surprise guest performing. We've had this series going on, the Miami Beach Jazz Series at the Raleigh, and that will be our final night. And we will have somebody, I can't tell you who it's going to be, it will be announced, but the artist will be first class.
Oh, I'm sure. So tickets, of course, are available at newworldcenter.com, or you can call 305-405-JAZZ, that translates to 5299, or certainly go to your website, Carmen, miamibeachjazz.com, and you can call, once again, 305-405-JAZZ or 5299. Tickets are really reasonably priced, and I'm sure you have a student discount, do you not?
Students are very, very deeply discounted. We look forward to inviting as many students as we can, because I think it's something they'll appreciate. One of the perks of winning our competition is that the group that won will travel to Vienna next year.
Wow.
And they will perform at the Saulkrasti Jazz Festival. That is a festival that's been going on for 18 years, highly successful. And next July, when they have their jazz festival, they will promote a student competition. And we will bring that winner here to our festival in January of 2016.
That'll be a student group from?
From Vienna. And we're not sure of the content yet.
Sure.
But we will accommodate and welcome the winners with open arms.
Well, how wonderful. How generous of you to include that in your regular productions. Now, any other tips you can tell us about? Because we do know of your wonderful desire to have events year-round. Any other things you'd like to tell us about?
Miami Beach Jazz Incorporated is the name of our company. It's not Miami Beach Jazz Festival, because, as you say, we are not a one-day-a-year company. We are a 501c3, a nonprofit organization, to promote the arts, and we will have events going on throughout the year. We will have another jazz series as soon as we finalize some details with that. We will have the performance scheduled in April at International Jazz Day. And we'll be working very diligently to bring our next year's event. And we're going to have to go some to top this year, but we've got some ideas.
I'm sure you do. And for more information, once again, go to miamibeachjazz.com, or you can call 305-405-JAZZ. That translates to 5299. And event founder and producer, Mr. Carmen Cartelia, thank you so much for joining us again on South Florida Arts Beat. And all the good luck to you in the world, sir, and keep it coming.
Well, we're going to keep it coming, and I want to personally thank you. It's people like you that keep this on the forefront. It's people like you that have a voice to the public, and you do a fantastic job of promoting jazz and keeping jazz out there in front of people. So I want to thank you personally, both for allowing me to come in and spend a few minutes with you, but mostly for what you do day in and day out.
Mr. Cartelia, my pleasure entirely. Thanks so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.